The word mazal itself, which everybody translates like good luck, mazal tov, good luck, whatever, be happy. The truth is, at least from a Hasidic perspective, the word mazal comes from the word noizel. Noizel is something that flows. There's actually a verse in Shir HaShirim, noizlim min Lebanon. They flow from Lebanon. What does that mean, this thing, to flow? The energy that God sends to the world really goes through the stars, constellations. That's what the mazal means, actually. Why? Because these constellations transform like spiritual thing into a material real thing, like dollars in your pocket. Okay, very nice. God blessed me, but I have to pay the bills. So you need money in your pocket, not spiritual blessings. What is this change? Where does it happen? From the spiritual blessing of God to the money to pay the bills, the stars. They do not have free will. That was a mistake. Okay, but they made that mistake. But the truth is that the system is like that. They are part of the system that God created. That's the mazal. That's what flows, makes the energy of God flow into the world. God sends energy to the world through the constellations. So if a person has a specific sensitivity or a knowledge or whatever, and understands how God sends this energy through the constellations, they can sense, they can understand certain behaviors. Let me add just one word, certain natural behaviors that a person has. It's true. It works that way. However, 2 points. Point number one, the newspapers, they used to choose. Today there's no newspapers, everything is internet, but when you bought a magazine, they used to choose, what do we give Tauro today? What do we give this guy today? Yeah, give money to this guy. Yeah, okay, this guy's going to be happy. And this one, the other one, he's going to find a nice woman. Oh, he's going to be happy. Whatever, put whatever you want. Write anything you want, it's fine. So that means nothing, of course, nothing. You see the zodiac in the newspapers, forget it. Has no meaning at all. Nothing. But that doesn't mean that the concept itself is idolatry. No. Idolatry means that you believe that this thing has power over you or over the world or over anything. If you think that this thing does not have power, has power over you, it's just a channel through which God sends in energy to the world, this is not called idolatry at all. And it's not called shituf either. When is it called shituf? When you pray to it. When you feel it has some kind of power, some kind of free will. So you better thank him, the star or whatever the case is, and he's going to give you more. That's the problem. That's a big problem. But if you just recognize this is the way God sends energy to the world, there's no problem with that. There's no problem with that. And I personally knew a few people where I lived before in La Plata that were really, really sensitive to these things. And they could like feel things and tell you things, not from the future. Like, Tuvia, tomorrow you're going to... No. That's in Yiddish we say bobemaises, stories of the grandmother. Forget it, nothing, no value to that. But they can sense, for instance, this year is going to be hard on on this subject, on that other subject, or you're having difficulties, challenges with this aspect of your life. And so again, you have to always keep a cold mind. If somebody comes to you and says, I'm going to read your hand, pay me whatever, $10, I read your hand, you have problems with your family. Okay, who doesn't have problems with the family? Everybody has problems. Yeah, because my uncle said, yeah, because my wife said, everybody has problems. So it doesn't mean anything. Forget, you have problems with your children, right? Yeah, you're right, my son bought it. Everybody has problems and things and issues and health issues, of course. So these are like wise people that just want your money. So don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. But if you know a person, you can trust a person, and this person has a certain sensitivity, and the person tells you, not because it's expecting money on in exchange, it's just telling you, look, I see that there's a certain challenge that you're having, and you should know it's going to end, whatever, or it's going to pass, or it's, you can listen to that. It's not idolatry. It's not a problem. I have a story for you. It's a famous story. It's not mine. From a rabbi, Chabad rabbi in Brazil. This happened at least 50 years ago, 40, 50 years ago. There was a guy that was very connected to the rabbi in Brazil, Chabad rabbi, Shamsi Alperin. You can look for this story. It's a famous story. And this guy donated a lot of money, so they had a very personal relationship, etc. The guy fell ill, very, very ill, hospital, very, very hard situation. And this family used to have a witch. Just as you listen to this, Brazil has these kinds of things, probably where you live also. This family used to have a witch that used to do works for them, for the family. And they consulted the witch, this, that, this, the health, the problem, etc. And they came to the rabbi, and they asked the rabbi to ask the Rebbe to pray for this guy, because he's really passing away. And the rabbi said, very wisely, I can call the office of the Rebbe, no problem, but you have to leave the witch. No. Rebbe and witch? No. Either here or there. What do you want? So the family said, yes, okay, no problem, we're not going to call the witch anymore. Ask the Rebbe. Okay, so they called the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave a blessing, and It came one day, it was Shabbat, Shabbos. And the health situation was really bad. The doctor said, that's it, nothing else to do. He's dying in a few minutes. So the family was very nervous. They couldn't call the rabbi because it was Shabbos. The rabbi wouldn't pick up the phone. They couldn't call the rabbi. There was nothing to do. So they called the witch. We need this guy to leave. They called the witch. This is the situation. This is what's going on. We need help. And the witch answered, I don't know why you're calling me when there's a rabbi in New York praying for this guy. There's no way at all, believe me, that a witch in Brazil could ever know about the Rebbe. No way. No connection at all. Okay? No connection at all. And she felt there's already somebody praying for him. I have nothing to do over here. So is there such a thing? Yes. Is there such a power? Yes. Is it good? No. It is not. But there's such a thing. It's called tuma, impurity. There is such a thing.